Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Your regular program will be with you very, very shortly. But first, a quick announcement from me, Chris Pajak of the Redmen TV. I want you to sign up to Redmen Plus. You get more podcasts in your ears every single day, man. It's incredible. Just go and do it. RedmenPlus.com. Loads of benefits. Discord servers, merchandise, discount codes. We've got it all for you. Right to your programming.
Do you think perhaps going away from home and to Anfield, we have a terrible record. The Newcastle's, if we could still be on their mind, and that's something you could prey on, you could take them to that place again.
No, it's not what I'm thinking about. Newcastle, I came home, had to switch the television on, was 1-0, had something else to do, wanted to watch the game a bit later. When I came back, it was 5-0. It was like, I honestly thought it was wrong on the screen. Something had made a joke or something like that. So, I had to watch it back later. So Newcastle is obviously is in a very good moment. You could see that last night. Individuals were really shining, full of confidence, these kind of things. So that these kind of things can happen. And then it was a normal game. After that, the game ended 1-1, I think. No, you can never, I never could in my life think like that. It's because to find for yourself the right attitude into a game, you have to think the opponent is extremely strong, and they are strong. And a very famous German coach said once, if you always expect an easy game, you will never have one. If you always expect a super difficult game, from time to time, you might have an easy one. So the other way around doesn't work. So it's just like that. And no, I have no clue what happened to all Tottenham. I see Harry Kane, I see Hermison, I see Kulisevsky, I see Perisic, Richarlison, Højbjerg, and so on. So they played exceptional football during their careers. So, and that's, we realized this year that we had some problems in moments. And maybe other teams thought, oh, that's a great moment to meet Liverpool. And maybe it was, I don't know. But if I would have been in the other camp, I would never have imagined that Liverpool will show up weak. And I cannot think about Tottenham in any other way that I expect them to be really strong. You give them one ball and it could be the wrong one and they go and end up in front of your goal. Harry Kane can score from pretty much everywhere. In a really difficult game last night, the big chance he prepared for Son when Højbjerg lets the ball go through, it's exceptional. So that you have not a good game, not a great game, but it's still this quality. So that is the real threat. They have real quality and we have to make sure that they cannot show it. So that's it. But that's always the same in the best Tottenham moments or in the lesser good Tottenham moments. And I respect a lot the quality of their team.
Tom?
John Henry was at London Stadium on Wednesday.
I know.
Just a good chance to catch up with him.
I said that already, yes, I had. Night before the game, JK and JH met. JWH, sorry. I bet then we had Jen AK. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Welcome.
Any insights?
Yeah, to the Daily Mail. I'm not sure that the drug is already invented. You would have to give me to do that.
You
touched on this already with, when you're speaking about Curtis. It's like this season, because some of the results, people are going right off the whole, your whole midfield. You've got to replace everyone. And he's been one of those. But actually, you've got Curtis, Harvey, and Vatatic, who are all 22 and under. I presume that when you're talking about rebuilding, that is very much part of your plan. Those young players who've shown, and Curtis is currently showing, that they are part of it, and that's part of the plan to rebuild with those players as well as bringing others in.
Yeah, of course. It's good that in this case that we make the decisions and we don't let, especially not the people make the decisions who write on social media commentaries or stuff like this, because that's the only one you hear. The other guys who are happy with what we are doing or not happy with what we are doing, they just keep it with themselves. It's fine. And they like us on one day and don't like us the next day. But if you go through social media and look there and you think, oh my God, there's really no bigger problem in the world than our midfield and stuff like this. So I understand it 100%. Somebody showed me after the game now we played against, our last game, showed me afterwards the thing on, I'm not sure where it was, Instagram or wherever, showed me that when our lineup, when people get aware of our lineup and then what they write about it. And I think, not a lot of them wanted Curtis on the pitch, not a lot of them wanted Cody on the pitch. When they saw that Joel Matip is playing, everybody was like, how can we, game off, I watched the other game, stuff like this. And there are people, they like us usually. It's just, I understand that this season makes people nervous. I understand that we were not ourselves in big parts of the season. That's it. But we still have to make good decisions and not panic decisions and saying, that's it for them. He will never come back. He will never be able to play football. That's not how it is. That's when I said, whatever we do in the summer, it will be not enough for the people in the first place. That's how it is. But that's the job. We have to make decisions of the things we know, on the basis of the things we know. And that's exactly what we will do. And yes, we have a lot of potential in this team. We didn't show it all very often this year, but we have a lot of potential in this team. And we will keep that, use that, improve that, and bring new players in. So that's both possible, I think. And I'm really pleased that Harvey played big parts of the season, was for big spells our most consistent player. And Curtis shows now up. Stefan, I think, was a real revelation that really, oof, who is that? Oh my God, he's really good. So all these kind of things. But other players played good football as well. And now not all of them are too old or stuff like this. And you need experience in a team as well. We will be improved after preseason. This year will help us as well. After all the other intense years, which were intense for different reasons, this was an intense one as well, but at least we didn't play as much football as we did in the years before. And that's what something we have to use as well. We want to go back to big finals, to big occasions, all these kind of things. And for that, we have to work hard and a lot, and we will do that, and we need the right players, and that's what we will have as well.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com. You get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month. Exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.